Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Well, we are at it again, causing as much trouble as controversy as humanly possible on these airwaves. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something more than nothing. I'm kind of pumped up tonight. Some of you, on Monday nights, before the show, Rick Rain has a biblical citizenship class. You need to catch it. For those of you Christian listeners of mine, you need to catch it. You need to find out what your responsibilities are, what you're called to do biblically, okay? Once you get past that, say you're not a believer, okay? God bless. I mean, someday I hope you will be, but if you're not, you know, unlike the left, I'm okay. I'm okay with you not believing. That's between you and Mother Nature or non-God or whatever, whatever. I still like you. I still think you're probably a really good person, okay? But take the constitutional course then. He's got a constitutional coach course. He's got a regular knowing the Constitution. And not knowing it from a standpoint of understanding you have a free speech right. Know why and how. And how to push back. And the same thing when it comes to, you know, your guns, your Second Amendment rights. All of this stuff is on the table with this administration. All of it. And if you don't think, that they're on a rampage to come after conservatives, I mean, more so than they were under Oblamo, then you're in a coma. You've just come out of a coma from the Ronald Reagan days, and you think everything's hunky-dory. It's not. And I hate to say it, God bless, it's going to get worse. No, it really is. Unless you get some of these Democrats to wise up and see what's going on, unless Joe Manchin continues or stays strong, I have no way of knowing. My crystal ball doesn't work anymore. It's just a bit, look at what they're doing. The Democrats are suing to stop auditing the election results on more than one state. They're watching it in several states. They've got attorneys ready to go everywhere. Why? What are they afraid of? Right? You're throwing all this stuff at you, $2 trillion on climate change, who John Kerry himself said wouldn't change a degree. Not one. You know, some of you, I'm bringing back the, I don't have one on. I'm bringing back my shirts, hashtag Stand for America, hashtag Stand for Freedom. And the reason I'm doing that is that you got to stand. You got to take a stand. All you guys who wrote me notes who said you were afraid to wear the mask, Trump 2020, because you didn't want beat up, you didn't want this, you didn't want that. Well, guess what? You're getting beat up now. And your kids are getting beat up, and your grandkids are getting beat up, and your nieces and nephews are getting beat up. You need to take a stand. You have got a country. You have got a large group of people, a noisy group of people that are coming out against cops, law and order, and a whole bunch of other things that we should stand for no matter what color you are. Really. I mean, we've got protests going on today before there's any investigation. How does that happen? Before anybody sees the cam, the webcam, right? Or the police cam. You got Don Lemon being beat up by those morons. Yeah, you heard me, morons. I'm going to call them names because they just don't stop. Those ladies on The View? You know, Don, in a moment of clarity, basically said, they're not all bad shootings. And we need to look at the evidence here on this one. You have a 15-year-old black girl that was getting ready to stab another girl. A white cop shoots the black girl that was ready to stab the other one. So I wish somebody from BLM would call. Do all black lives matter? Does the stabbee or the stabber? Do you let it go because they're black? They're both black. Because you don't seem to be outraged by all the violence in Chicago. Those black lives apparently don't matter. Where's Sharpton, Jackson, and the rest of them there? Nowhere to be found. Because those black lives, let's just be honest about it, they don't matter. Right? The 3-year-old kid that was killed in Miami, the dad, the uncle, whoever, was in tears, just beside himself. He was playing with this kid. The kid was killed on his birthday. A 3-year-old black boy killed by who? Wasn't a white cop. Wasn't a black cop. It was black-on-black violence that nobody wants to talk about because you're a bunch of cowards. Get your community in order. That's what they say in Chicago. You've got some people there with some guts in it coming out going, look at, we've got to fix this. It has nothing to do with white folks. It has nothing to do with Asians. It has nothing to do with anybody but a black on black crime in Chicago. Run by Democrats who will do nothing about it. You look at what's going on in figures. Anyway, you look at what's going on in Portland and Seattle. Are we for real? It's just amazing the hypocrisy. You can't call it hypocrisy. It's lunacy for them to get up at the Oscars and talk about all the the cops will shoot 3 people today. No, actually, they'll probably shoot more than that because there's more violence going on. Matter of fact, they may even shoot less than that because now they're afraid to shoot anybody. Apparently, they're going to rewrite the laws for blacks and whites. You cannot shoot a black person when they're accosting another black person or robbing or stealing or looting or something like that. Because you'll be a racist. You'll be another. You know, these aren't riots for justice. These are riots, not protests. Riots for free TVs. That's what they're for. So, we'll see your host. Maybe Kimberly can drop, talk me off the ceiling in a few minutes. Show me to your host. We'll be back. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
I've been playing that for years. And it couldn't be much more apropos than today. Think about it. Joey B, Nancy Pelosi, Kamel, I'd rather go to the bakery, Harris. I mean, just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For a New England point of view, where it all started, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about this today. I was listening to a biblical citizenship class. Yesterday I listened to about 2 or maybe even 3 hours of a Constitution class of what our founding fathers were talking about. But and think about all this was taking place where? In New England, right?
Mm-hmm.
New York, Boston, New Hampshire, Connecticut for all intents and purposes. I mean, think about everywhere these guys were meeting. The halls that they were meeting, Faneuil Hall, you know, Independence Hall. I mean, and those are the places today that have become so liberal, they wouldn't know what our founding fathers looked like if I tripped over them in the streets.
No, they wouldn't. they They absolutely wouldn't. It's God, how did we go to hell so fast? I mean, I guess 200 years isn't that fast, but
no, it is bad. If you think about it, I mean, look at, we don't know our history anymore. I was joking with some of the more educated people in my school district, and I brought up the exit exam from 1875 for high schools, for school.
Yep.
And, like, every one of them shook their head and go, this, I can't take this, right? So you bring up the one from 1910, the exit exam, that was agreed upon, you know, basically countrywide to a big, some of the basics you need to know. They couldn't pass that one either, which is not a slight on them. Think about where the kids are today.
Right. Oh my God. Today's way worse. I mean, the left is all about dumbing down all the kids, even the kids that are super smart that should be taking, you know, AP classes. They want to cancel those because equity. So they want to make everybody dumb.
Yeah, the equity thing.
Forget. Never mind studying actual history. Come on. Come on, man.
The equity thing does, it totally floors me because they don't really realize where that comes from. I'm working on a piece that I'm going to do about Marxism and understanding that every one of those principles that they've given new verbiage to already existed in Marxism, been used for years, and we have not been educated enough to know it, right?
What people don't understand is this unions are a perfect example of socialism in action. Because when you have a union, your best worker eventually becomes no better than your worst worker. Because unions are all about equity, right?
Right.
They're all about everybody's paid the same, everybody's treated the same. And so there's no incentive to do better or advance yourself or be better at what you're doing because you're going to get paid the same as the guy who's not doing a damn thing. That's what they're trying to do with education now. Yep. All those students who really, really work hard, strive hard, they want to take the more complicated and more difficult classes, they're not even going to have that option.
No.
So eventually all the smartest kids, the innovators, the future entrepreneurs, they're going to become no smarter than the kids that are on the bottom of the rung. Bladder.
No,
that's what they're doing intentionally.
No, we were talking about this a couple of years back, not here, but actually at the school board level, about how the kids that kind of push themselves along, the kids at the top 1%, we don't pay attention to them because they seem to have it together. They're willing to do it on their own. And that's the worst thing we can do. You know, I mean, we need to be holding them up and helping them.
Yeah, every child deserves the best education possible, in my opinion, right? No matter what that education might be. And you should encourage kids who want more. You should be able to provide or at least give guidance on where they can get more if they're not getting it in the school.
That's right.
You want that. We want all, I mean, I'm just personal. I mean, I don't have any kids in school, but I want all the kids to do good and get the best education possible because these kids are our future. And right now, our future is looking pretty damn bleak. I'm not even kidding, Joe.
No, you're...
Our public schools are horrifying.
I don't know what it's
and,
like. We've taken the exit exam out of the California public schools because they can't pass.
We don't have one. We don't have that.
Unreal.
We don't have that either.
What are we afraid of? Right?
We're not teaching the kids. It's the teachers' unions probably got rid of that. Teachers' unions are the worst thing to ever happen to public education in the history of public education. The worst thing they have done since teacher unions got involved in public education, schools have become worse and worse and worse, and students have become dumber and dumber and dumber. And that's no... hit against the students. I don't blame the students. I blame the teachers' unions.
Right. Hey, look, I'm with
you. And the left.
I look at this. There's a lot of teachers I have a lot of respect for. Some of them I've spoken with in the past, and they tell me what goes on at the union level. And, you know, when you look here in Los Angeles, you look at the Los Angeles Teachers Union, who won't go back to school or don't want to go back to school until all the kids are vaccinated, everybody in their house is vaccinated, everybody around them is vaccinated. And we have less police on campus, which I don't know what happened. I guess if you take the police away, COVID stays away. I don't know. I'm not so sure. But all the things that they're talking about doing. And again, let's go back to what school districts suffer the most, which are the worst ones in the country when you look at it overall. Now, I had a caller last week was upset with me for broad brushing. But let's just be honest about it.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, Chicago, right now, Seattle, Portland, New York City. We go down. Gee, who runs all of those?
Yep.
I wonder. You know, they're not helping those kids. Not at all.
Oh, no. They're doing everything possible to harm those kids. I'm telling you, I hope... And I see this across my state and others. I hope more parents have woken up, and I know many have. And my point to all of them is, if you all stand up together and fight, you're fighting for your kids. They can't ignore you. If just one or two parents does it, they'll just be like, yeah, whatever. But if all of a large group of parents get together, they can't ignore them, and they usually don't.
No, you can't. You're exactly right. You can't ignore them.
Right.
And, you know, we don't like, you know, as a trustee, we don't like to see all those parents coming to the boardroom, right? Because they're mad.
No, because you know they're going to be demanding something or complaining about something.
That's right. You know, and you've hit a nerve if you grab that many. And usually, like, you only get that many in the boardroom by telling them I'm canceling football. Then they all show up, right?
But yeah.
So it's really funny. It's kind of one of the things that's bothered me for years, is that the only way to get parents in there is to cancel a sport. I'm thinking, are you for real? I mean, if we're losing money for career tech ed classes, or we're losing AP classes or book money, we don't see them. But you pull a sport, and life comes to a screeching halt, you know? It's just amazing.
I don't understand it myself. I honestly don't.
All right, so when we come back, did you watch the Oscars?
Oh, my God.
Yes?
Hell no.
Okay, we're going to talk about the Oscars, though. Whether you watch them or not, we are going to talk about them when we come back. Joe Mateo, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that a growing number of Americans have skipped the second dose of their COVID vaccination. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and intentionally missed the second. Officials worry that the recent pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as well as reports of allergic reactions to the shots, in some have made people more wary about receiving both inoculations. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And the Census Bureau has announced the first set of data from the 2020 census, with the U.S. population now topping 331 million. The population grew 7.35% since 2010, the slowest growth rate since the 1930s. The number also illustrating a population shift that could alter the look of Congress in 2022. Texas will gain 2 seats in the House of Representatives, one of 6 states, to gain a seat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back. Obviously, didn't take place in California. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I really do want you thinking about what you're doing. Listen, if you want to be notified by text or text alert, as they say, just text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Let me bring her on. Always enjoy the time that I have with her. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week with a New England, a true Yankee point of view towards how we hit. Well, hey, and most people don't even know what that means. You know, true blue bloods. If you would. Anyhow.
Yeah, but my blood is not blue.
Well, not that kind of blue blood. You know? I mean, true white folk, if you would. Anyhow.
True white folk.
true white folk. I mean, have you seen the people in Maine? I'm just saying. I'm not putting everybody down. But...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Send the letters to him.
I'm not
making fun of my neighbors in Maine.
What, 6 weeks a year? Their legs look like, you know those white poles you get at the store? I mean,
okay.
Seriously.
Just because you're Italian and probably have naturally darker skin, I'm like Casper.
What are you saying? You say, are you making
fun of my darker skin? And I don't go out in the sun.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, yeah, you probably have olive skin.
I see I'm a man without a color, though. I'm kind of between the white and the black, and just, you know, there's really no home for me.
Yeah, you're kind of like an orphan.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about you.
I was going off of this earlier. You know, the Black Lives Matter thing, you know what's really funny about, I'm going to go down this other road, about the Italian culture, you do have white and black Italians. I mean, you have the northern Italians hate the southern Italians, because why? Because of their skin color. That's been going on for, you know, hundreds of years.
All that
over
stuff's
there.
Been going on since the beginning of time.
Well, apparently, the only, you know, this is something I'm going to go off later on how this country is only tagged with racism from the left. We, apparently, in our almost 300 years of existence, we have never done anything good on this planet other than promote racism, which is so far from the truth, it's pathetic. But,
and it's, you know, the only people promoting racism are the left. It's really, I never thought it would be 2021 and we'd be demanding to judge each other based on the color of our skin rather than the content of our character.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see that. We did not do that before Obama was elected. Sure, some people did. Some people always will. But for the most part, no one talked about that kind of stuff because we were all getting along.
Well, you have said before, so I'm not outing you here, but you said you're not an extremely religious kind of person. And I wonder if you noticed at all that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. was always, for decades, referred to as what? Reverend Martin Luther King.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They've forgotten that he was a pastor of a church, that he was a man of God, that he believed in the gospel of Christ. Now, we haven't heard much about his belief system, and the only time it comes up that he was a pastor of a church is when somebody who served under him, you know, in Georgia, who actually was an assistant pastor at that church, that's the only time you hear about him being a reverend. Otherwise, they never tag him.
You're right, they never do that. Oh, meanwhile, they got that, they call that idiot Al Sharpton, Reverend Al Sharpton, and he's not even an actual reverend, he's only the reverend of not paying taxes.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget the Reverend Jesse. Got to have a kid out of wedlock, Jackson, right, with my mistress. I mean, sure, these guys are just wonderful. And you're right about Sharpton. I always say the same thing, you know. He owes them $4 million. You owe the IRS $4K or $40K, they're coming at you, right?
Yep.
Him, $4 million, not a word. No, because they'd be...
Of course not, because he's one of them.
You know, somebody just came up. We're going to talk about this, so I might as well just say it now. So we're going to talk about the Oscars in a second. And somebody in the chat room just said, hey, how come they haven't changed the Oscars to be a gender-neutral, you know, name kind of thing? Right? You shouldn't have Best Supporting Actress, right? Shouldn't you have, like, Best Supporting Cisgen or something like that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look, they went from, I saw stats earlier, and like 10 years ago, they had 48 million viewers.
Yep.
And it's gone down like every year. Last year, it was the lowest at 23 million. And this year, the Oscars won the Oscar for the worst, least viewed Oscars in history with only like 9 point something million viewing it. That is pathetic.
I saw one of the actresses say, I'm sure there's many of you at home that don't even want to deal with this and that you're going to go and you want to get your channel changer and shut us off. I was like, too late. I wouldn't even have heard you say that because I would have shut you off already. When you're up there and you're pounding on cops and you're pounding on white folk and you're making up stats as you go along, of course we don't want to hear you. I don't listen or tune in, and I didn't, but I wouldn't tune into something like that for your political viewpoint. What about the movies you made?
Right. And I didn't watch any of the damn movies anyway.
Yeah, probably not. Me neither. I wait a while till I hear somebody, you know, talk about. But, you know, the other thing, too, is, what's his name? The guy I almost gave up on. And he's got some of the funny. I love the Madea series movies. I think they're...
Oh, my God, Tyler Perry. I love freaking Madea.
So, but he was the only one last night who said that he refuses to give in to hate. He refuses to
I saw a clip of that, yeah.
You know, he refuses
don't hate somebody because they're black. Don't hate somebody because they're Asian or they're white or they're a copper. He was awesome.
Today, you know?
Yep. So, and hey, you know, that wakes people up. Some people, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. The hardcore left won't wake up because they're...
Oh, no, the hardcore left, they're toast. I mean, they're just brain dead.
Yep.
But other people, and we know this from the walkaway movement and other things like that, other people, sometimes it just takes one light bulb to click and go on.
I'll give you that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it could be something like him saying that don't hate anybody, let's not have any hate. And when people see all the hate directed towards him from Democrats and the left, that might be a click, you know? That might be a switch for some people.
Yep. No, it's amazing to me. Again, some of these people what's her name? Cardi B, whatever her name is.
Cardi B, yeah.
You know.
Talentless hack.
Nasty, terrible, disgusting song. Okay, she thinks she's the moral compass for young girls, and you say to myself, who are you? Have we really sung to that low? Because you can sing well, and I don't even know. I don't know if she can or can't, but apparently she does. You know, you can sing well, but, I mean, seriously, we're supposed to listen to you. All of a sudden, you've got the right answers for the rest of us?
Have you, I don't know if it's out where you are, but there's some commercial that I've caught, and it's like singers and I think movie stars saying, oh, this certain seal of approval means you can go in this store, you know you're going to be safe and wear a mask and all this crap. And I'm like, shut up. Who cares what you think? Play your music, act your part.
Yeah.
Zip it otherwise.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares what you have to say. You know,
but the problem is, Joe, some people do.
I know.
That's the problem. Have you ever seen Lady Gaga supporters?
Oh, my God.
And I love Lady Gaga. But she's bat poo crazy, too.
I call her Lady Goo Goo. I mean, just...
Oh, my God. No, the best. Do you remember last year when she was trying to get Southern voters to vote for Biden, and she was wearing camo freaking leggings, like crushed a beer, like, you know, come on, standing in front of a truck as a prop. And it was like a video to try to get Southerners to vote for Biden, and that's how she thought she was going to speak to those Southerners, by wearing camo and crushing a beer or cracking a beer and,
yeah,
and standing in front of a truck.
That's how you perceive those people.
Yes, right. I was like, wow, they're so out of, just look, there's no difference between corporate media, Holly weirdos, Democrats who are on the left, and some Republicans. They all live in these little bubbles.
Right.
They have no idea what the hell's going on. They have no idea what the rest of the world or the rest of the country, how they live, how they think, what they do. They have no idea. Yeah, they might go into these places and do one-hit wonders once in a while, but they have no idea how actual Americans across the country actually live or what they believe.
Well, before we go to commercial, I give you some good news. The signatures have been verified. Governor Newsom is officially being recalled. That doesn't mean anything, but... Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. This is The Real Fan on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hit up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You know, sign up for the weekly email blast. I don't send them out every week, even though it's called weekly. I forget sometimes. But you send them out. And seriously, I send them out. Sign up for it. You can decide to read it, not read it, do whatever. Let you know what's going on, how you can help out, how you can help out the show, and so much more. Let me bring her on right now. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and her insight from a New England point of view. A real Yankee look at things. it is the home of the Yankee Candle, right? Are they still around?
Oh, my God, yeah. I just got some delivered. Yes, they are still around. They're really ridiculous, though. Expensive, though.
Well, everything is. Look at the food here has gone up. This is the thing I love. Is the food in California has probably gone up 35%, 40% of the supermarkets. And the cashiers know it. They're like, they almost feel bad when they're charging you for this stuff. But you talked earlier about some issues that were coming up that would affect low-income families. They were already being beat up at the pumps.
That's huge, yeah.
They're being beat up for food.
Yeah, I've noticed the increase in food prices as well. It's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. If God forbid they pass some of the stuff that Biden is talking about, not that he remembers or knows what he's talking about, but if they pass some of the crap he wants to pass, like, what are they calling? The American Jobs Plan, which is the furthest thing from the truth.
Nothing they label is true. Nothing.
Is that the name of it?
I think, listen, in California...
or what they're calling it.
They were having a safe schools... They tried to pass this safe schools bill, right? Now, who would say no to that? But when you read it, it really wasn't a safe schools act at all. What it was we have a cap on taxes, home taxes, at 1.3% of what you bought the house for. So, yeah. People who bought their house 5 years ago, you know, and they're selling it again and, you know, moving in and moving out, they're used to that in California. But they hate people like me. I've been in the house 20 years. I'm paying tax rates from 20 years ago. So the Safe Schools Act would have lifted that, okay, so they could get more money to put in schools. And we were able to sell it and say, you know what, Newsom has never used the money that he's asked you for the purpose he's asking for it. Never. Not one time since he's been in office. You know?
Shocker.
Well, he gave us a transportation tax on top of all the other taxes. And he said, and he sold it with a lockbox. And he said, this money can only be used to fix freeways and roadways, widen roadways, do repairs to the bridges. That's all it's going to be used for.
Lies.
So people got into it. So the problem is that with the lockbox, you can borrow against the lockbox.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you can declare an emergency and not pay it back. Hello? Anybody home?
Yeah. Right?
He is a master at this stuff.
Oh, all of them are really good at doing that stuff. You know, rob Peter to pay Paul. They never stop and think, because most of them are elitists and millionaires, right?
Yeah.
They never stop and think, you know, they don't have to worry about paying rent from 1 month to the next. They don't have to worry about making their mortgage payment. They don't have to worry about putting food on the table for their kids. None of them, not one of them. And they don't ever stop to think, and I say this all the time, and Republicans do it too, it's not just Democrats, they don't ever stop and look at the big picture, like, okay, we have this idea, and we think it's a really good idea, and we're gonna increase taxes or increase fees on this one thing, and it's gonna go to make the world a better place. Let's just say that's the idea, right? They never actually look at the big picture and do the analysis across the board of how their idea will actually affect all the people involved, all the stakeholders involved.
Never.
They never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever do that, Joe. And it's insanity, because the people that Democrats especially hurt the most are poor people, working class people, middle class people, the people they claim, quote unquote, to be all about. That is the furthest thing from the truth. Democrats hurt, their policies hurt and harm and destroy, in some cases, poor, working, and middle class Americans across the board.
Yep.
It's a fact with evidence to back it up.
Oh, no question about it. When people really look at the real numbers, and you can get them from like the shooting numbers, when you get them, I say, look, don't get them from CNN. Get them from the CDC. Get them from the FBI. Those are real numbers, or they're close to real. Okay?
Yep.
I am tired of this crap where we're being spewed numbers like that one. There's three shootings a day. Well, or three black men are shot a day. Well, will they do anything wrong? Because if they were doing something wrong and they're raising a gun to another cop or another human being, yeah, they should get shot. Period.
Right.
You know?
No, the numbers are so bogus. And all this stuff that they're bringing up about, you know, it's an epidemic. No, it's not. What's an epidemic is crime is an epidemic. White officers shooting unarmed black men is not an epidemic. They shoot unarmed white men, more of them.
Yep.
They happen to be more in black neighborhoods where there's high crime than they are in white neighborhoods.
When they did a poll a while back, it was like 82 or 83% of the black community wanted more cops, not less.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? And they wanted them in there for obvious reasons. And yet the people are saying that they want them out because, you know, the black people they're just having trouble with them. You know, they're having trouble with the cops. It's not what the black people in the community are saying. It's only with the people that don't live in the community. Listen to this number.
Right. It's the people who don't live there on a daily basis. It's the people who don't have to worry about getting their children to school or going to the grocery store without possibly getting shot at by gangbangers.
Without losing
it's really
a
hard.
3-year-old. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Or 7-month-old.
Yeah.
I mean, these people don't worry about that because they don't live it. They've probably never even been to an inner city unless they went there for a protest, quote unquote.
Yeah, well, flown there and the whole nine yards. But, you know, in halfway through April, the numbers I got from the CDC. You ready for this one? 2021 fatal police shootings through April 15th. Black people, 52. Three of those black men were unarmed. Only three. Right, want to get to white people? Twice as many. 109 white people were fatally shot by the police. Five of them were unarmed. I'm sorry. I don't see this mounting up, suiting up to go out and hunt down black folks anywhere.
Nope, it's not because it's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true, period. In fact, they've done research and they've done studies where they had cops, you know, in situations, and the cops were more easily were willing to use their gun against a white perp than they were against a black one. They hesitated more, and they took more time to think about it if the potential criminal was black.
Right.
Study. It's a study that was done with police.
They don't care about the numbers. They don't care about. Hey, I got some numbers.
Everything is opposite.
Oh, for that?
Everything is opposite, Joe. That's how the Marxists get through, because people believe them.
Yep. No question. I'm over here. I'm crying laughing because I'm thinking about Pelosi, a recent poll of Pelosi's favorability. Now, I don't think she's in there anymore, but that's beside the point. She's taking a nosedive. She's down to a 38% favorability rating from Democrats. From Democrats.
That's pretty high.
Stop it.
For her.
Well, she was one of the loved ones, big time. You know? I mean, like, big time. She was it. So now it's pretty much gone. At one point in time, her favorability rating was, I think, what was it up there? Like 70 or 80%. I remember doing one on her and Waters. Maxine Waters. Well, Maxine in her community, she's just under 80%. She's like 78.5. And I'm thinking, how?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you people brain dead. She doesn't even live in your district. She's brought no jobs there. She's in all the years she's been in office. She's only introduced 3 bills. One of them was to rename a post office in her district, probably after a thug of some kind. But think about it. You know?
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I don't get it. It's because I'm telling you, it's corporate media. They all lie. They lie to your face, and people just believe them. I mean, hello.
Yep.
Look what you were sold with Biden, and it's completely 100%. None of it was true. How'd that work out, kids? How'd that work out to all you Republicans who refused to vote for Trump and decided to vote for Biden? Not working out so good now, is it?
No, nope. And you know what? It's not going to stop anytime soon because the people behind Biden think they have, you know, an open checkbook to do anything and everything that they want to do. It's just crazy.
And they'll do it. That's the problem, Joe. They'll do it. If they remove the filibuster, we're done.
That's true.
100% completely done.
That's true. Well, you've got what's his name that won't vote for it? Well, he says he won't vote for
it. He says he won't. I don't trust Joe Manson as far as I could throw him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that he sees that if the Republicans ever get a hold of this again, they're screwed. Anyway, tell people where they can find you. Quick.
GoodAtGuys.com and Twitter, conservative IND.
Go with your host, Dr. B, joins us after the break. Don't go far.